Welcome to Cultivate Connection, a weekly Bible-based meditation podcast, giving you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. Welcome into this space today. So glad that you have made room and space in your day to connect with the Lord. If you'd like to learn more about Cultivate Connection, you can go to cultivateconnection.com. If you'd like to subscribe to our Cultivate Collection Weekly, where we send out an email once a week with this podcast and other things included, you can go to cultivateconnection.com and sign up for our email. I want to say thank you to all of those who have supported us over the years, different ones who are praying for us, those of you who have sent in donations. We are super grateful that you make a way for us to be able to do this. If you'd like to support Cultivate Connection financially, you can go to cultivateconnection.com and go to the Give tab. All right. So this is week 12 of our 12-week series. We are wrapping up this year's series on What's Your Word? You guys have been sending in words that God has given you for the year. And we've been taking our time 1 week at a time to craft meditations based on those words. It's been a super fun series this year, and we are going to wrap up with our last one. This word was sent in by Travis, and it is the word purify. So let's get started here. Wherever you need to be today, where you can find some space to focus, to set your attention upon the Lord. To meditate upon His Word. I want to encourage you to turn your attention towards your breath here. I want you to notice your inhale and exhale. Pay attention to the depth of your breath. Are you breathing more into the chest? Can you feel your ribs expand? Just notice the state of your breath currently. Allow yourself to begin to engage with the breath, to participate with it. Maybe even allowing that breath now to expand so that that belly engages, the low belly, the fullness of breath. Taking your time on the inhale, maybe finding a pause of stillness before the exhale, and another pause after the exhale. Just giving yourself some room and space to be with your breath, to slow down, to engage. To enjoy the breath, feeling the sensation, drinking it in, remembering that the one who gives life is giving you life through every breath. The one that holds all things together brings life to your mortal body through inhale, through exhale. Allowing your attention to turn to the one who gives breath. Maybe finding a little bit of awe and wonder as you focus on Jesus, the creator and sustainer of all things. God, thank you. Thank you that you are who you are. And I pray today, Lord, by your Spirit, we would learn more about who you are. that you would reveal another facet of your glory, of your holiness, and of your truth. God, I bless each one listening today. I thank you that you are with them. You are near to them. That your spirit is dwelling with them, leading and guiding them in this space. God, as always, we ask that you would have your way. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. You are welcome here as I record this podcast to move, to lead, to guide. You are welcome as each one listens to initiate your will, your purposes, and your plans in their lives as they say yes to you. Teach us your ways, God. Let us know that we are made in your image and not the other way around. Let us see you rightly today. So this word, purify, to be pure, to be holy, to be set apart. Lee and I recently have read through the book of Leviticus. Took several days in the mornings just reading through chapter by chapter. And it's an interesting book with all of the sacrifices and the laws and the rules. But what stood out to me was that we serve a holy God. That God is holy. And the only way that we can draw near to him is to become holy. And all of the laws and all of the sacrifices showed that it wasn't enough to become holy. That we in ourselves can't make ourselves holy. And so God, he sent his son, perfect, holy, became a man, dwelt among us, and became the once and for all sacrifice. He was the one that made a way so that we could enter into the holy place. And now he calls us to be holy as he is holy. What do you think about? What comes up for you when you think about purity, holiness, being purified? And notice this week, in our time of meditation and as you go through your week, is there an area where God is saying, hey, I want to purify that area. I want to make you holy. By my grace, through my son. The first scripture we're going to spend some time on is from Psalm 24, verses 3 and 4. I'm going to read it and give you time, give you space, just to sit with these words and allow the Lord to speak to you. The whole purpose of these podcasts is that you would find connection, communion, and conversation with the Lord. Who shall go up into the mountain of the Lord? who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted himself up to falsehood or to what is false, nor sworn deceitfully. As I read it a second time, what is being highlighted to you? What's God calling you to lean into? Who shall go up into the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted himself up to falsehood or to what is false, nor sworn deceitfully. What is God speaking to you? What's he inviting you towards? Who shall go up into the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted himself up to falsehood or to what is false, nor sworn deceitfully. Our second scripture, also from the Psalms, from Psalm 51, verse 7. This is David speaking. after the Lord revealed to him the sin he was in. Purify me from my sins, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Is there an area that God is highlighting for you where he wants to purify, where he wants to refine? Allow him to lead you through your day, through your week. If there's an area you need to confess your sin so you may be healed, allow that to come. Just be aware. Be awake, simply asking God, where do you want to purify me? Is there somewhere I need to surrender? Purify me from my sins, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. The blood of Jesus has made a way for us to be purified, to be holy, so that we can live and be in the presence of a holy God. We can come before his throne, before his beauty, before his majesty. Will you allow him to purify you today? Purify me from my sins, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Don't get stuck in sin. Don't allow condemnation to come in. The enemy wants you to feel that shame and keep you stuck. But God has made a way. Through repentance, through confession, through the blood of Jesus, we are set free. We are purified. We are made holy. Continuing through Psalm 51 now, reading verses 10 to 12. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Where do you need to invite God in to search your heart? Will you be open and allow him to walk you through what you need to go through to be set free? Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence. And do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Can you remember a time where you've tasted of God's presence, his spirit? His presence is the greatest thing we have. Access to be with him. If you haven't known that sweet space of presence with the Lord, that secret place, ask him to show you. Because when you taste and see of the goodness of the Lord, the intimacy with God, the nearness to him, then you will do whatever it takes to allow him to set you free from the things that keeps you out of his presence. It's worth it. He is worth it. You are created to live fully alive from God's presence. Created to live from his love, to know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that he has things for you to do on this planet, to awaken hearts, to bring people into the light, to glorify God with your life and all that you do. Are you going to allow sin in your life, things you don't want to look at, hold you back from the fullness of what God has, it's not worth it. Allow him to create in you a clean heart. Ask him for the hunger to draw near to the presence of the Lord. That you would be so enamored by God that walking through the purification process would be a joy because you know it would bring you closer to him. Your great reward. What do you need God to do in this space? And what is he asking you to do? Reading it once more. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence. Do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. I believe some of you have shut down feeling. You can't feel the joy of the Lord, but you also can't feel pain right now because you've numbed out. God wants to purify this. He wants you to feel again. He wants to awaken your heart. Will you come? Will you come into this place where he will refine your heart? Where he will purify? Allow him to remove the things you do not need. Those things that get in the way from you entering into the holy place. He wants you to be holy because he is holy. He wants you with him. The whole Bible is a story about God trying to get his kids back. And the only way we can draw near is to be holy as he is holy. Allow him to purify you today. I bless you. I bless you this week. To embrace the purification of the Lord. To walk in repentance, to walk in confession, to be delivered, set free, and healed. That the shame of the past would be lifted off and you would see who God created you to be. I bless you to allow the hands of the Lord to create in you a clean heart. To renew your spirit. A spirit of steadfastness where you will not stop persevering in the areas that God has called you to. That you will not grow weary of well-doing, but you'll keep moving from God's presence. You'll move with him out of this place. And for those who are dry and weary and have not been in the holy presence of the Lord, I bless you to re-enter the holy place. Through purification, so that you can come back and be face to face with God. I bless you to be restored in the joy of your salvation, the joy of being near to God. It is his power that washes you whiter than snow. He is the one who makes a way for you to ascend the hill of the Lord and to stand in the holy place with him. He cleanses your heart. He purifies your hands. You just need to show up and be willing. I bless you to receive the grace of the Lord to be purified. Amen.